Tuesday to you all. I guess I always talk about when I'm recording this video. It is Tuesday morning, so if you're watching this a little later than that, hope you're having a good day, and thanks for joining me. Another one of my PGA DFS top five videos. This one, well, we're going to go check a look at the sleepers for the RBC Heritage, and of course, the golf season just getting started for some. Week after the Masters, typically, golf season will start for most after the Masters, not of course for the PGA Tour golfers. They've been doing it since, oh geez, all the way back in October. So let's go ahead and roll on with the PGA Tour season. Help you guys win the big time money available this week. $200,000 coming to first place on DraftKings this week as the biggest GPP out there. So let's go ahead, like I said, go over the sleepers. As I always do, a little transparency corner from last week. Going to start off with Matt Wallace. Well, he scored about 62 points, roughly, just about a 10x. So actually really good value. He would have helped you in a lot of GPP formats last week. Maybe it didn't help you win the $10 millionaire maker, but certainly could have helped you win other contests. Lee Westwood, he was a miscut. Adam Scott, he only scored about 50 points. I think he came in last place. Not a great return. Then Bubba Watson, though, he had a pretty good return, as did Colin Morikawa. So 4 for 5 in guys to make the cut. Maybe 2 that would have really helped you. Again, Colin Morikawa did score a lot of points, came in T18. But unless you paired him up with Xander and Jordan and then found yourselves to Corey Connors, maybe didn't help you out as much as I would have liked. But still, he's going to be back on our list this week. But we're going to talk about him last. First, we're going to talk about another guy that had a great week last week. Got himself another start at Augusta next year, and I don't think it'll be his last one. It is Robert McIntyre, the 24-year-old from Scotland, just getting some starts over here. And let me tell you, if he goes on a little run, you may see him as a full-time PGA Tour player, or at least a PGA Tour member with the ability to come play over here. 7,800 this week, coming in at 5%. He's kind of sandwiched this week in between a couple of golfers that are relatively high-owned. You know, for example, Kevin Kisner, who you'll find in my fades video, Ian Poulter, Christian Poseidon, who, Charlie Hoffman, Russell Henley, Siwoo Kim, all of these guys I just mentioned are projected over 15%, which is why Robert McIntyre is coming in so low. Now, again, if you want to see the full field projections, it's a great reason to become an Osmo Plus member, just $8.95 for the week. We've got 3 majors coming up in the next 3 months. That means at least 3 millionaire makers. Great time to come check out everything we have going on behind the paywall, behind the curtain, and come check out and see how it can help you win some big-time money. So, okay, Robert McIntyre, 5%. Love him this week. A guy that has won this event before is going to be my second sleeper of the week, and it's for the same reason as Robert McIntyre. He's in that price range where there is a ton of ownership going to other golfers. It's Brandon Grace. Now, I mentioned he is a former winner here. He also has made the cut in the last 2 years when he hasn't been playing well. So that goes to show me, well, he's now playing well. We've had a win recently. We had a 23rd as well a couple of weeks ago there at the Valero. So Brandon Grace, fire him up this week. Strokes gained, you can tell it's been improving. The ball striking at least 91 off the tee, 122 on the approach, 120 around the green, and 159 putting. But of course, that doesn't include his win there in Puerto Rico. They don't measure strokes gained there, so I'm sure even if we threw that one start in there, these numbers would likely be all better. Okay, my third sleeper of the week, this is really a GPP target. Two guys at 7,400 that are probably not great statistical fits here, Cameron Davis and Sam Burns, but with their ownership coming in less than 3%, there's no reason not to play them in your GPP lineups. There's a $5 drive the green this week or a $15 PGA resurgence on DraftKings contest. I think Cameron Davis and Sam Burns are both great targets, given the fact that they have a tremendous amount of upside and they're coming in less than 5%. Again, I won't have too much of them. They won't be in my main lineups this week, but I think that they're both extremely talented, and we do like to play talented golfers when they're this price. So for Cameron Davis, this will be his first start here at the RBC Heritage. Recent form, we saw him make the cut a couple of weeks ago, but not play well at Valero. 13th off the tee for his strokes gained power ranks, 42nd on the approach, 193 around the green, and 108 putting. Certainly needs to improve the short game. These next two guys, well, they are a product of gamers wanting to play other people around them. That's the bottom line. Maybe this next guy, Patrick Cantlay, obviously, whenever I have two of my favorites on the sleepers category, you know I'm excited. But what I'm maybe not as excited about is Patrick Cantlay, as Patrick Cantlay, he's in a bit of a rough spot right now. Last week, he was so excited. You saw his interview, or if you didn't, on Monday, he was ready to play and thought he could compete and win. Then he goes out and blows the first round, had two water balls on 13 and 16, the par threes, which you never see from Patrick Cantlay. The iron plate was atrocious. I don't know if he's working through a swing change. The announcers on 16 after he hit the ball in the water did say that he is maybe trying to get a little steeper on his irons, which is creating that. That normally comes with time to get used to that swing and normally does help the iron plate. Maybe it'll click for Patrick Cantlay here this week. Again, I am nervous about last week's performance, but you'll just brush it off very quickly this week. 21st off the tee, 49 on the approach, 7 around the green, and 50th putting. Those are some great stats from Patrick Cantlay. And the last one, Colin Morikawa. He's coming in 10 under 10% owned yet again. $10,500. He's $500 more than Daniel Berger this week, yet double the ownership. I don't think $500 should double the ownership, especially given the fact that I don't think Daniel Berger's playing all that well. He could be hurt and yet piles up another missed cut last week at Augusta. Berger does have some good course history here at RBC Heritage, the Harbor Town. But like I said, again, Colin Morikawa coming in half the ownership and only $500 more. Does have one start on this golf course, made the cut last year. Coming in good form, ranked 18th. We know that it's important to be a good iron player here and just keep the ball in play off the tee. And that's literally what Colin Morikawa is made for. 50th stroke gain off the tee, first on the approach, 77 around the green, and 179 putting. For greens this small, 3,700 square feet, and fairways that are hard to hit. Honestly, I think this is a perfect setup for Colin Morikawa and his game. We'll see if that translates. Again, he just won there the WGC concession not more than a month ago, so I can't imagine another win is coming all that soon, but certainly I think he's in play for a top five this week. Okay, so that will complete my top five sleepers for the RBC Heritage. Let's go 5-1 again quickly. Robert McIntyre, Brandon Grace, Cam Davis, or Sam Burns. Pretty similar players, to be honest. Patrick Cantlay and Colin Morikawa round out the five. So good luck this week at the RBC Heritage, held out in Hilton Head. Enjoy the coverage. Good luck. Take down the 200,000, and we will see you in 2 weeks for my home event, the Valspar Championship. Until then, everybody, good luck, and we'll see you on the other side. Cheers.